The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has been growing lately, and not just because of construction projects. This year marks the third year of record enrollment for this university. The Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs joins me today on a round and about to look at what's happening on the campus. According to Vice Chancellor Phil Oldham, the record enrollment at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga this semester is right on track with the goals of the university.
We've spent a lot of time looking at enrollment growth at UTC, and truth is we're growing quite naturally anyway. It's more a matter of trying to grow strategically and shape the enrollment in a constructive way that's going to be helpful to students and the campus as a whole. This year was actually pretty successful. Really and truly, enrollment management is much more art than science. You think about some things and you put some things in place and you kind of hope they're going to work, but you don't know exactly until kind of after the fact. We purposely downsized the size of this incoming freshman class a little bit. By about 10%, we were a little below 2,000 incoming freshmen this year, about 1,950. And last year's freshman class was a little over 2,200. So we intentionally shrunk the freshman class. That's about the target we had. We wanted to bring in about 2,000 freshmen. At the same time, bringing in more transfer students. We brought in about another 100 transfer students than previously, and continue to push graduate enrollment up a little bit, which it's also at a record level. We saw an overall growth of about 2.5% in enrollment. It's another record for UTC, historical record of 10,781 total enrollment. We feel very good about it because it's a real positive type of growth. We've grown about 25% total enrollment within the last 5 or 6 years. So it's been very rapid growth that we've seen, mostly in ever-increasingly large freshman classes.
Enrolling in college is just the beginning. Student success depends on retention to move toward graduation.
Well, that's where a lot of our attention has been over the last 3 years. The freshman first-year retention rate, which is an important figure for us because obviously if you don't progress students from their freshman to sophomore year, they're not going to graduate on time. We made a substantial improvement in that last year. We jumped 7 percentage points, so went from about 60% first-year retention rate to 67%. We've increased that again this year, not by nearly as much. The first-year retention rate this year is up about another percentage point. We're at about 68% from last year to this year. It's still going in the right direction. We're still quite a ways from where we need to be. You know, our aspiration is to be above 75% in first-year retention, which would put us in the upper echelon of peer institutions.
For many freshmen, the college experience might be the first time they have had to be responsible for themselves. UTC puts programs in place to help new students adjust.
Students drop out or don't come back to school for a variety of reasons, some personal, some financial, some academic. We've begun to address a lot of the academic issues we think are at play. Some of the programs that are in place now to assist with that is we put a lot of effort into first-year advising. We've created a freshman advising and success center. It's currently staffed to advise about half of the incoming freshman class. We also know both from our experience at UTC and from other campuses that students' retention and progression is very closely correlated to classroom attendance. And so we track freshman class attendance very closely, and particularly the first 6 or 8 weeks of the semester, to make sure they're on track. Faculty are encouraged to report students that miss 2 or more classes within that period, and then we attempt to make contact with those students to do some intervention work to help get them, keep them on track. Because we know that students that don't attend class regularly have a significantly lower GPA at the end of the first semester and are retained at a much lower rate. And they also lose scholarship funding, particularly lottery funding, very quickly. So it's more than just an academic issue. It's actually a financial issue as well. Those are a couple of major programs that we have in place on the academic side. We're doing other things, too, with freshman seminars and special topics courses to try to build learning communities around freshmen. We also know that there, like I said, there are a variety of other factors that enter into student retention, or social or financial. And so I think our attention this year, based on the data we collect, is probably going to begin to refocus us in some of those areas more closely as well.
Another aspect of enrollment involves transfer students and the growing number of students coming into the university setting after completing a two-year degree at a community college. Issues with transferring incoming credits have been all but eliminated in some areas.
There was probably a lot more anecdotal issues with transfer before than there were really programmatic. I think we were pretty good about transferring credits from community colleges in particular already, but the problem you got into was coursework that was specific for a particular major, and that's where it got difficult. And so we have put some agreements in place within the last year or so that should help that significantly, one of which is a blanket agreement that if a student completes their general education at any public university or community college in Tennessee, we accept it, whether it's exactly our gen ed curriculum or not. If they completed it at Chattanooga State or Cleveland State or Middle Tennessee State University, for that matter, we accept that they have completed general education. They are admitted with junior status. The other thing that we hope will help significantly is we've entered into a dual admission agreement, both with Chattanooga State and with Cleveland State. And what this will do is it will allow students that qualify, certainly, to be admitted simultaneously as entering freshmen to the community college and to UTC, so that during those first 2 years of study at the community college, they will also be allowed campus privileges to UTC. They won't be counted formally as a student enrolled, but we will be providing advising services to them. We will be tracking their progress, and we will understand that their intent is to matriculate to UTC once they complete their two-year degree at the community college. And so we can, to a greater extent, ensure that they are on track and that they are taking the right courses when they need to take them so that they can transfer much more seamlessly. Students that, for whatever reason, want or need to go to community college first can have that full four-year track laid out before them and do better.
The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga will continue to grow and adjust to the changing needs of the community. Visit utc.edu for more information on enrollment or follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.